Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News, right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the Yukon newspaper, the Daily Campus, and Yukon student-run TV station, UCTV. I am your host, Yarelis Diaz, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. UConn students are not happy with President Donald Trump and his declared national emergency, which will give him funding to build a wall along the U.S. southern border. Daily Campus correspondent Rachel Phillipson reports, Trump's declaration was not taken lightly by UConn Huskies. Anthropology major Spencer Buckley says this decision is a very dangerous one. Biological science major Om Patel says he wishes Trump will spend his time on more pressing issues like healthcare, climate change, and education. Though the declaration has been made, the Washington Post says anyone directly affected by the order can challenge it in court. UConn students will have to pay mandatory new rec center student fees starting in the fall 2019 semester for the next 30 years. Daily Campus correspondent Natalie Ballacher reports, undergraduate students will have to pay $500 a year and graduate students will pay $400 a year. University spokeswoman Stephanie Reed said, for that fee, students will have access to a facility with a wide range of amenities and programs. This fee will be used to pay for the center's construction costs and operation costs. Reed said, at the end of the 30 years, the estimated payment would be $300 million. UConn student Cherith Turuman said, I think we, the student body, deserve to know where our money is going and how long students are going to be paying for this. UConn Democrats and Republicans react to Governor Ned Lamont's tax proposals. Daily Campus Luke Hajdaz reports that instead of raising the income tax, Ned is expected to place a tax on plastic bags, e-cigarettes, a 25-cent deposit on empty liquor bottles, and a 5-cent deposit on nip bottles. UConn College Republicans Director of Political Engagement Jacob Marie said he was expecting taxes like these from the administration. UConn College Democrat social media chairperson Charles Perosino said a tax on sugary drinks is also expected in the budget. Former UConn Fire Department Lieutenant Heidi Vaughn passed away over the weekend after battling cancer. Daily Campus correspondent Luke Hajda reports, she faced two battles with breast cancer, UConn Fire Chief William Perez said in a statement posted to the UConn Public Safety Facebook page on Monday. A UConn student has voiced issues with other students distracting her service dog from doing its job, which could be as serious as alerting someone their owner is having a seizure. Jennifer Lucia, the Associated Director for the Center of Students with Disabilities, said there are 6 reported students on campus with service animals. The best rule of thumb is to respect the individual's right to privacy. Class of 2019, introducing your senior scoop, the Peanut Pretzel Paw Prints. It's vanilla ice cream with chocolate-covered pretzels in a peanut butter caramel swirl. Our very own Aiden Bruckner has a full scoop on WHUS.org. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile made a pit stop at UConn last week. Our news director, Daniela Doncel, sat down with one of its drivers, a UConn alumna. Here's just a small snippet of that conversation. The full story is on WHUS.org.
What were the chain of events that led you to telling yourself, I'm driving the Wienermobile?
Yeah, so I actually saw the Wienermobile the first time when I was 12 with my mom, and I was like, when I'm older, I'm going to drive that. And she knew that it was an internship, and she was like, there's actual people who drive that for, like, their job. And so it just kind of became, like, a one-off running joke we would talk about every now and again. And then last year, I was coming upon graduation, and the job hunt was on. I was like, well, this has been something that we've always joked about, always dreamed about. Let's see what it really is. And it ended up being just a set of skills that I already had and then some extra skills I wanted to obtain. So I was like, how much more perfect could that be for me? So that's kind of where it, like, how it happened. I ended up applying, and so they had over 3,000 applicants, and they only choose 12 people to drive it, and you only get to do it for a year. So I was like, I'm going to give it a shot, and here I am, one of the lucky dogs to cut the mustard.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know. When I got your email, I saw, like, the pun, and my friends who were around me was just like, is that, like, a job requirement? Like, are you required to do the puns?
Yeah, so the puns, you're not necessarily required, but it's buns and buns of fun to speak in puns and puns and puns. But we do have a manual, and there's, like, a list of them in our manual so that we can practice, but we also come up with, like, some of our own, so it's definitely a lot of fun.
Which one's your favorite?
I personally like signing all of my emails with relish or have a franktastic day.
Very cool. Very cool. So you mentioned that you graduated last year.
Yes.
What did you graduate with?
So I graduated in December 2017 with a Bachelor of Arts in Theater Studies.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you talked about, like, skills
that
you already had and that you also acquired from doing this for a full year. So what were those skills exactly?
So with my Theater Studies major, I was kind of focused in arts administration, stage management, dramaturgy, and, like, just how one runs a theater company. Mm-hmm. So I had all these, like, small ins to, like, advertising and outreach and all of that. And so, and then with stage management, how to, like, manage people, how to manage a theater, like, all of that. And then with this job, like, you basically run a PR firm on wheels. So I already had the management aspect. I already had the, like, the time management aspect. I've traveled my whole life because I was a baton twirler, and this is all travel. We are in a new city every week. But then there was this whole, like, marketing, PR, all of this stuff that I had no idea, like, how to do. But the big thing they say when you're, like, applying for this job is, we can teach you the job, but we can't teach personality. And I was like, well, when it comes to being a spirited person, like, being a Husky, I definitely have that. So
great. That's amazing.
And now with a two-day weather forecast. For Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 39. As for Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 41. That's all the news we have this week. We'll now be going into a short break before starting the talk segment of our show, where we will be speaking Spanish on air for the first time on this show.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In September 2017, Hurricane Harvey closed schools in Texas for weeks. It stranded some families in their homes and forced others to evacuate, unsure if or when they would be able to return.
Not only did the hurricane throw off our daily lives, it also created this storm of uncertainty around everyone.
Shelley Simpson is a social worker who counsels young adults at Houston's Menninger Clinic. She says natural disasters can be particularly hard on young people.
The way they think about these things are a little bit different than, say, someone who's in their 40s. They are much more emotion-driven.
She says it's normal for children and teens to struggle with painful emotions after a disaster. And as these events become more common with climate change, more young people may need counseling.
There's no wrong feeling to have to one of these events. If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad. But just don't do it alone. Talk to someone, get some help.
She says parents and teachers can also help young people by validating their feelings.
It can be really helpful to say, like, it makes a lot of sense that you're feeling that way. This was a really scary thing that happened.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
And welcome back from that quick break. So just a quick disclaimer before we begin. From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Here I have with me Daniela Doncel and Allie Urban.
Hello.
So,
hello.
Yes. So tonight we're going to be talking about a couple of topics that primarily my favorite one, we're going to be having a little Spanish segment where we talk in Spanish.
So, okay, so let's explain first why we're doing this, because Jar and I, we already speak Spanish.
Yeah, we're very fluent, but Allie here is our friend that is trying to perfect her Spanish. She knows a good amount.
I agree, yeah.
She's just trying to get better because she thinks she's a little rusty.
I'm very rusty. I was very good in high school, and then I didn't use the language for like 3 years, so yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think she's good. She underestimates herself.
I agree.
Thank you.
I second that. Yeah.
So, do we start our Hablando Español right now?
Yeah. Do you want to reintroduce the show in Spanish?
We can okay.
Without the disclaimer, we'll just go straight into it. Like.
Bienvenidos a nuestro
show.
Yeah. En nuestro show, Noticias de Huskies.
Noticias de Huskies. Aquí tenemos a Daniela Doncel y Ali Urban.
Alejandra Urban.
Alejandra.
Sí. That's her alter ego. Porque eso es mi nombre en español.
I honestly think I should say my name. I'm trying to make that a thing now, saying my name in Spanish.
Yo siempre te digo tu nombre en español. I always say your name in Spanish.
She does. Daniela is a loyal one. She always introduces me by my name, how it's supposed to be pronounced. And I'm like, wow, she loves me because she really doesn't have to do that. But I'm going to say it. Me llamo Yarelis Diaz.
There you go.
Just in case you were wondering. So, let's start our little Spanish bits.
Oh, boy.
Alejandra, ¿quieres empezar?
Pero no sé
qué decir.
¿Qué decir? Sí.
Lo dijiste bien.
No puedo recordar nada.
She's so good.
I know, she's so good. hacemos lo básico. ¿De dónde vienes? Sí.
¿De dónde viene? Oh.
¿Dónde vives?
Sí, vivo en Farmington, Connecticut. Okay. Pero soy de New Britain.
Okay.
Sí, nací en New Britain.
Nací.
Nací. Mm-hmm. Porque naciste, nació.
Yeah. Yes.
Sí, girl.
Sí. Sí, yo nací en Hartford.
Oh, okay. Yo nací en Waterbury.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Me encanta Waterbury porque hay un Costco en Waterbury y me encanta Costco.
Sí. People always assume that I was born in Puerto Rico.
Really?
And I just let them roll with it. I don't even deny it. I just be like, if you want to think that, then you can go ahead and think that because that will make me mad.
People look at me and they don't know, like they know I'm Hispanic, but they don't know what Hispanic I am. So they just go with, oh, you're obviously Puerto Rican. And I'm like, no. Again.
With me, that actually happens a lot. People actually don't know my ethnicity a lot of the times, and they always ask me, so where are you from? And I'm like, so what from are you referring to? Like,
honestly, that's a valid question.
And then they'd be like, no, like I'll usually start off and I'll tell them like, oh, like I'm what like city I am from in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, no, like where are you from?
Yeah. Oh,
and
gosh.
I'm like, oh great. So, and then after I tell them I'm Latina, they're like, oh, okay. You know, let me tell you something about how I took Spanish in high school.
Oh, God, Honestly, yeah.
I could tell right away you were Puerto Rican, but that's just because I know.
Like, yeah, I think it's like you just know.
It's just this type of thing. I don't know if your parents do this, and maybe, Allie, your parents do this too Polish people.
Yeah.
But, like, my mom, she can tell immediately.
When you know,
like, where they're from.
Yeah. My mom, too.
My mom, she's like, oh, ella es de Peru, and esta de Mexico. And I'm like, how the?
My mom does. That
I have no
I'd be like what she'd be like look she's from Argentina I'd be like how would you even know
I have no idea
es un poco diferente en Polonia porque no sabes si la persona está no es de el nor es del norte o del sur solo sabes if the person is from, or si la persona es de Polonia. I hope that made sense.
That was
I'm
beautiful.
Struggling.
That was
so much.
That was really good.
I'm trying my best. This is the issue. I know Polish. Polish is my first language.
Yeah.
I didn't speak English until I went to school. And I know Spanish. No, Spanish, air quotes. And then I'm learning Serbian. So I keep getting mixed up between the languages, and I keep wanting to say the other two languages when I'm talking in Spanish and vice versa. So it's a whole mix. I wish I met somebody who knew all three languages so I could just speak a whole mix to them, because it's hard to remember what I want to say. So
yeah, I feel that. My dad always complains to me. He's just like, you don't know Spanish. Like, you don't actually know Spanish very well.
I'm just like, if you don't know,
I speak three languages. Like, go away.
I feel you on that. I think I speak it a little rusty, like moderately rusty.
What? No.
No, it's so true. Like, I feel I'm rusty as well.
Because, like, oh my gosh. Like, did you learn Spanish like at home?
Yeah.
Me too.
My mom would put on telenovelas, and that's
how I learned. Telenovelas.
Like, everyone in my in my household, we only speak Spanish, but like
that's
also
good,
there's
though.
TV.
Yeah.
But if I say something wrong, my parents aren't going to correct me.
No.
I know.
Mine neither. That's why I have no sense of grammar in Polish.
That's,
we have seven
that's
cases.
The problem.
Yeah. That's the issue.
This needs to be handled, if you speak a particular language and you want to teach your child that language, if you know they say something wrong,
correct them.
That's how you learn.
It's true. My grandmother never did that. She's like, oh, you said that. That was such a cute little mistake. I'm like, it was a cute little mistake. And yet I still say it wrong. And people are going to think I'm some kind of illiterate peasant. So.
I agree. Like, I'm like, I don't want to embarrass myself when I'm talking to...
That was me in Poland.
And sometimes I'll, like, ask my parents, I'm like, wait, what is that word that you just said? Like, what does that mean? And they'll, like, laugh.
Yes!
And I'm like, I'm just asking a question. Like, I'm trying to learn.
I agree.
Yeah. Same thing.
Or like, I will, like, talk to my family, and then, like, I'll say something wrong, and my mom will be like, oh my gosh, you heard how she said it?
Oh.
And I'll be like, listen, correct me, woman.
Correct me, woman. No, same. I know it's, like... Different cultures, different languages, but it's the same, like, issue, I guess.
It is,
That's persisting.
I agree. Honestly, if I ever have children, I would want to carry on.
Same.
No, me too.
Language
tradition. It's such an important thing because... Oh, no, you say what you're going to say, then I'm going to say what I was going to say.
But the thing is, I always wonder how I'm going to do that if... My Spanish isn't as perfect as I would want it to be.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, I'm just worried that I'm going to end up, like, going straight, like, full-on Spanglish, which I don't want to do with my child.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't want them to do the same mistakes that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm probably going to be like, hey, mom, like, when you're taking care of my kid, which she swears to me, like, she's just like, I'm not going to take care of your...
My mom says the same thing.
She's like, you know, I did that all for you. When I take care of your kid, I'm not taking care of anything. I'm just going to hang out with them. Like, that's your job now.
Oh my mom definitely does that to me. And I'm like, wow. And then sometimes I'm like, don't worry, I'll get a nanny. Like,
oh,
I'll try to, like, guilt trip her. Because, like, you know how, like, Latina grandmothers, like, don't want anyone else taking care of their grandchildren.
Yeah. Same with Polish people.
Oh, God. It's universal.
I think like, they'll probably say that now, and then when the time comes, bothering you about
exactly.
it.
Of course.
You're like, when are you bringing my grandchild over?
Oh, yeah. No. It's so true. But, yeah, no, I feel that. I'm, like, terrified of how I'm going to teach my kid how to speak another language. Especially because I speak French, too. So I'm just like, am I going to
You're
going to
teach them French? Teach them both. Why not?
I want to teach them both. But I'm like, how do I do that?
Just
especially
make sure they're not
my...
ending up like me. Trying to speak all three languages at the same time.
I always wonder, like, would I, when I decide to, like, start my life, like, would my significant other also be...
That's a
concern of mine. Polish.
I would prefer if my significant other also spoke several languages, even if it's not specifically Spanish and French, although that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, No,
I completely agree with you. My mother's like, that's so mean and you're so picky. And I'm like, but it's what I want.
Yeah.
I agree. We tend to stick to what we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if, like, we'll deny it, we're, like, naturally, like, we naturally
inclined,
make...
inclined, yeah,
yes,
to do
right.
that, yeah.
Subconsciously.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about the language that's, like, so important is, like, I believe my sister and I are the... And two of my other cousins, out of my whole, like, mother's five siblings, including... No, she's the youngest of six, right? Only myself, my sister, and two other cousins, out of all the cousins on that side of the family, no Polish. Everybody wow. else, yeah. One of my my cousins spoke beautiful Polish when he was small because he was being watched by my grandmother, like, every day. And when my aunt worked, and he spoke beautiful Polish, and then he forgot it when he went to English school. Well, yeah, school, where they spoke English and not Polish. So it's so sad because, like, they can't communicate with my grandmother. Like, yeah, barely. It's really, really sad.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, I had mostly all my family knows, so I can't really say that on behalf of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have, like, some cousins that will be like, I don't speak it, but I can understand it.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
I don't know how that could ever even happen. How could that could ever be
It's possible.
Thing. But...
Yeah.
My best friends like that. They understand Polish being spoken. Well,
well, because, like, when people say they understand it, it's because they know a couple words. So they just happen to be really good at
picking up the context.
And so, like, at least that's what I'm assuming happens. So I just don't. I don't think they actually do understand. They just know a couple words. One of my best friends understands Spanish just through the years that she took Spanish in high school. Mm. But she doesn't actually speak it very well.
Yeah, know? That's another thing.
It's like, I just think it's just a context.
Or if you just, like, learned it as... Because, like, my best friend, she learned it when she was small, and then she started to forget the whole thing where you go to English-speaking school and then you forget it, but then you kind of remember something. So that's kind of like... But most people, I agree with you, are, like, basing it off... Like, my roommate knows very few... Or former roommate knows very few words, but she... I would just, like, mess with her and talk to her in Polish, and she would, like, pick up what I was saying off of context clues, which was very amusing to me, but...
Do your cousins... I get this every time I go back to Colombia, ever ask about, like, bad words to say in English? Because I get that literally all the time.
Really?
Oh, even though every single year I go back and I see them and they'll be just like, oh, how do you say this bad word in English again? And then they'll try say it and I'm just like, that's not how you pronounce it, but, like, A for effort.
Oh, my God.
My cousins, like, we're from Puerto Rico, so I feel like they just know because, like, it's kind of Americanized
A
little bit in a way.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
It just carries on.
Yeah.
They haven't asked me. Part of me thinks that they haven't asked me because, like, they're way young. Well, I still picture them as babies in my head, which sucks. But, like, one of them is 15 and the other, I think, is gonna turn 18, if not is already 18, but I still picture them as 12-year-olds.
That's how I am. I have these two younger cousins of mine who I still picture them like 7 or 8 years old. They're 1 year apart, and I see them posting pictures with, like, boyfriends and stuff. And I'm just, you are too young. No, I forgot. You're like 16 something now. Like, this is crazy.
I feel the same exact way. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're too little to be having boyfriends and girlfriends. And then I just found out that my little cousin has a car and he's just driving up everywhere.
That's wild.
And I'm like, I just picture a 7-year-old driving. is this legal? Like, does he have the mental capacity to be doing this? Like, these are advanced things.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've been there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it makes me very nostalgic because then I'm like, how old did I get? Like, I didn't even realize it.
Me and my mom were talking and she was just like, I forgot you're 21. And I'm just like, girl, I forget I'm 21.
Relatable.
I think going to college kind of, like, holds you back on time.
Yeah.
Yes. You kind of, like, don't realize how much time is flying and how old you're getting. But, like, I'm 22. Nostalgic.
I'm turning 22 in, like, 3 months. Lord. And I'm just like, when I'm going to be turning 23 and, like, I'm supposed to have a job?
That's a whole adult. That's like,
it's real.
I can't, like, we're literally looking at each other and, like, opening our eyes, like, really wide and going, like, this is it. This is happening.
Like, we're joking about it, but in reality, we have, like, this sinking feeling.
Yeah, like, we graduate in May. Like, what is going to come of us?
Girl. And I'm next because I'm 20 right now. 21 in May. So,
I wish I was still 20.
I know.
I'm so still living away. In 2015 mentally sometimes.
No, me, literally. No, honestly, yeah, no. Ugh,
I feel that. Like, I feel like after I graduated high school, my life just flew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I want to go back. I want to pull up my transcript and kind of go through like each semester and just like remember, because sometimes I forget like what actually happened during each semesters. My memories start getting jumbled up, and I'm just like,
too.
Wait, when did I meet this person? When did I do this?
Agree.
You know what I mean? So I kind of I think the way my brain works, just because of how college works, I've attached memories to classes. Like, oh, I know during this class, I was hanging out a lot with this person. And so I kind of want to go through my transcript just to see what I remember, to like actually get a real picture of like, oh yeah, 4 years went by and I like lived 4 full years. It's crazy.
I think it's so crazy that I went through 4 years of college. Like,
I think it's crazy like, for what? You guys.
Like, you're almost there, Allie.
Oh, my Lord.
Are we planning on getting master's degrees?
I am. I don't know about you guys, but...
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm very, very, like, on the edge. I'm thinking maybe after I graduate, I'll, like, try to job hunt and see how it goes.
I'm on the job hunt this weekend. I'm starting this weekend.
This weekend, specifically?
Yeah, specifically. Because I had a professor pull me into his office and was just like, hey, you need to, like... get your life together.
But you like, look like you have your life together.
Allie, I'm
so
telling
organized.
You right now, I do not.
Well, I don't either. I'm not even close to having my life together. You guys know me. I walk in here and I am a huge mess.
I love it though. It's amazing.
You guys go, wow, how do you do it? You just come in here and you're a mess and you get everything done. And I'm like, I've been doing this my whole life. I just think I'm used to it. Yeah, I think it's like it's my amazing. Normal.
It's like, I was trying to explain this to my friend last night, actually, where I was trying to explain, I was like, when it comes to the news department, like, I know how to make decisions. I know how to, like, if there's a problem during a broadcast, I can fix it. If there's a problem with the story
like
and scheduling,
Bob the Builder.
Like, I can fix it. Yes. not sponsored. But when it comes to, like, my personal life, I don't know what I'm doing. It just doesn't work.
I always say you're Mama Bear of the Midwest.
True.
I'm like, Daniela is Mama Bear.
Mom. Yeah.
Where is she? I need my mom.
I'm going to be so sad when you guys like leave and I'm going to be here for another year. And it's just going to make
me sad. I don't like to think about like the last day I'm in this station. Like,
that's gonna
as a student, I'm going to cry.
Oh, God.
The waterworks,
we're
all going to cry. It's going to happen.
Oh. And then, you know. Well, actually, we just reached the end of our discussion. I hope you guys enjoyed it because
I hope so too.
I definitely did.
Same, me too.
And this is the end of it. Here you are with WHUS News.
Alejandra, would you like to say goodbye in Spanish and show your Spanish?
Adios, personas.
Adios, personas.
I wanted to say I also enjoyed this broadcast, and all I could think of was "ya isto" in Serbian, which means "and I also." So it's just a lost cause, me speaking Spanish for the general populace. But I hope you enjoyed.
So. Anyway, thank you so much, Daniela and Allie, for speaking with me. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. And thank you for listening in on this show. Thank you to the Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I've been your host, Jarelis Diaz, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a great day!